And Yachimim, Omadim Kormi, you send in your place, the kibble, the person receives it, is chayiv. Okadim Kormi, if that person, after you throws it, runs a little bit towards you, the kibble, then you're potter. Why? Because it's not called, you didn't do the anacha. You made the akira. And as when you threw it, as far as your akira, it should have landed where he was at the beginning. Now that he came close and he caught it first, who made the anacha in that place? He made the anacha in that place. So it's not simply like you made the anacha, therefore you put it. Let's see Rashi. Omadim koimli. Zorak chayfetz. You threw a chayfetz. The kibloi acher, and another person caught it. Is omad hamakabalim koimli. If that person is standing still, the kibble, and he catches it, so then you're chayiv. Chayiv hazerik. So Rashi, why? The iu ovid akira v'anocha. Considered you did the akira, and you also did the anocha. That's where anocha is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in his hand, and he's standing still. Considered it came to its resting place by itself. Marshenkin okas the Rashi amakabim koimoi v'rots likras achepes v'kibloi. Or if that person came running towards you, even though he's still there, first he was 10 amas away from you, and he came running 5 amas closer, and he caught it, you're potter. Rashi potter azerik. Why lo yisaved hanoche mikoichoi? Not considered it rested because of me. Of my throwing it, it should have rested 10 amas away. Now why did it rest only 5 amas away? Because this person came a quarter in between. So consider the person in between made the anocha, not me. So I only made the akira, he made the anocha, we're both potter. That's the anocha. If the person stood still, stood in his place, and you threw at him, then you're chayiv. Why, when it lands in the person's hand, are you chayiv? I there's no mokum dalal dalal again. Shvet like by our Mishnah. El shma min yisifin acherim loy bin mokum arba. You don't see klo. You do not need a mokum arba. That's what I come say. Even though you throw it into their hand. And his hand is now dal dal, so you're chayiv, because you don't need a mukim dal dal. Fred Gemara v'dilma v'aita hanochu d'loy binin. Maybe the achirim only say you do not need hanochu. Al b'hoatir binin. Maybe to mechayiv akir, where you first pick it up, start off the melacha. Although we told you before, the pasuk ayet yish memkoymoi, when memkoymoi means dal damas, that's talking about the akira. Maybe everybody holds the akira has to be that first the chayfut was munach on a choshev a mokim dal or dalid, and now you pick it up from that place and then you throw it. So even though it lands in somebody's hand, that's okay. You could be chayiv. But that's what you say from the cherim, that if it lands in his hand, the anoch is good dal dal. But who says even the akira to pick it up from somebody's hand is chayiv? That you have no raya. Only our Mishnah says it. So a shver, who does our Mishnah go like? Faitus more of a hanoch also nami. Even the anoch there's no raya here. Dilma the poshet kenofe the kibla. Maybe this person is talking about where, like, he picked up his knife, his jacket, like this, his makabrit, like this, that landed in his jacket here, that will dal dal. Picked up his knife. So maybe, who says he caught it in his hand? It just says the kibloi. He picked up his kanaf and landed in the kanaf. So that you have no right to him hold, you don't need dalal dalal. Maybe you need a choshev mokum. Dika nami anocha. So that you have no right even according to the chayim. So the Gemara says, who does our Mishnah go like? Omar Rabbi Abba, Mas Nisen, is also talking about the Granger Kibbo Betraskel. I tell you, we're talking about when the Oni, or the Balabas, took it from his hand, he didn't take it from his bare hand, he had a basket in his hand. And the basket of dalal dalal. Then he put it down on into the traskel. There's anocha. So maybe the Mishnah Bechal is not talking about a bare hand. It's talking about there was a big basket in the hand. And it was munach in the basket. So the basket is a mokim, dal dal. That's why you chayiv. Vay for the kiri, vay for the anocha. For the Gemara, no, it's no good, our Mishnah. Yodoy ketoni. The Mishnah says, call yodoy, mashmi yad by itself. So the Gemara, no, toni traskel should be yodoy. Put into the Mishnah, traskel should be yodoy ready. So the Gemara Hotain of Traska Brishus Yochid. That's good. Even if you want to say it's holding a basket, you could say the basket Brishus Yochid. That's okay. El Traska Brishus Rabim, but the Oni that's standing outside, if he's holding a basket and the Chayfet is inside the basket, Lukur, it's not called Brishus Rabim anymore. If the Mishnah says if the Oni outside has a, you want to say now he has a basket, he has a piece of bread in the basket. Now since his hand Lukur is the Malam the Yitzvachim, the basket has a shame Brishus Yochid. So why, when the balabas from inside sticks his hands outside and kicks the bread out of the yoni's hand and brings it inside, do we say the balabas is chayiv? He took it from Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid. It should be potter. As if the oni outside is not holding it in his hand, he's holding it in a traskel has a din Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara El Traskel Shabrishos Rabim Rishos Hayochid. It has a din of Rishos Hayochid. Why is it called Rishos Hayochid? It's Rashi. Rishos Hayochidi. But my chayim shematzon leimam atzis leichosh Rishos Hayochid. Look at the Gemara says. Let's see the Gemara first. Leimam is the Gemara. If you want to say it's not called Rishos Hayochid, is the life Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This will not come out good according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda were in there. No, it's konev Rishos Rabim. If you have a reed or a stick standing up for Rishos Rabim, a small stick standing for Rishos Rabim, over Rosh Hashanah, on top of the stick you have a basket. Is Zorak Venacha Gabbeth, somebody stands for Rishos Rabim right underneath it, and throws on top and lands inside the basket, it's Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Why you're Chayiv? Because the basket is considered like Rishos Yochid. So you threw it from Rishos Rabim into Rishos Yochid, you're Chayiv. So the Gemara Dik, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because if our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, or Bezoi, why does the Mishnah say, Toshat Bala Bayit Tasiyad Lachut, the Bala Bos that's standing inside the house, put his hand outside the window, Venos and Latoich Yod Shaloni, and he put it into the hand of the Yoni, as Amai Chayiv, why is the Bala Bos Chayiv? Tosh is Chayiv, because he made an Akiri from Rishus Yochid, and he put it outside, Rishus Rab, and that's why it's Chayiv. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid come up. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if the on the outside is holding a basket and he put it inside the basket is right to Rishus Yochid. So he took it from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid. It should be Potter. So Rashi, Leina Matzis Lechosh LeRishus Rabim, the like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Zork Rishus Rabim Vanach Agabev is Chayim. So Rashi, the Yaf Agav Lamat Lehevi Konaroch of Dalot, even though this stick that's standing up Rishus Rabim. The stick itself is not Roch of Dalit, it's not called Rishus Yochid, since on top, this basket on top, is why Daldam is Amrinon Gud Achet Mechitzon. We say Gud Achet like the Mechitzis around the basket on top come all the way down to the ground. That's called Gud Achet. There's a little Mechitza that the basket has comes straight down, so blithe that there are four Mechitzis now around this basket. So since the basket is Yutzvachim high, what lands on top of the basket is called Rishus Yochid. That is Rishus Yochid Gomer. So in the Zoi, how does our Mishnah say Yochayiv? By taking from the Oni's hand outside, the Chur of the Oni's hand outside is also Rishus Yochid. And the Balabas inside is also Rishus Yochid. So why Yochayiv? So we're saying, Afilu Tein Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Hoson L'malam Yud. When does he say it's considered the Rishus Yochid if the basket is at least Yutzvachim high? When something is Yutzvachim high, that's called Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid has to have Mechitzis Yutzvachim high to make it Rishus Yochid. Hocha our Mishnah is talking about Lamata Meyud, where the Oni outside is like holding a traskel, he's holding a basket in his hand, and this basket taki is Dalad by Dalad, but even if you say Gud Achet, the Mechitzis of the basket come down, it's not Yutzvachim high off the ground. It's less than Yutzvachim. So Mechitzis less than Yutzvachim high is not considered Rishus Yochid. So therefore, it's still considered Rishus Rabim, and that's why you chayiv. So the kids of the terrace of the Mishnah is talking about where the on the outside is holding a basket, but he's holding the basket less than Yutzvachim. So this basket is not considered Rishus Yochid. Therefore, what is it considered? It's still part of the Rishus Rabim. That's why you chayiv. So says there to Kash the Chur, the basket should be a Carmelitz, even though it's not a Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid has to be Yutzvachim. But there's a new Rishus of a Karmelitz. The Lachar is Rishus Rabin. If you have an Eskupa, if you have a little bin that's more than 3 Tvachim off the ground, between 3 and Yud Tvachim, it's called a Karmelitz usually. So Chorot Tul Shveda Mishnah, when the Oni outside is holding this basket, since the basket is Dalid by Dalid, it should be called a Karmelitz. That's why he says, Yisrael Rashi says, that by Kalim you don't say Karmelitz. Kalim, Karmelitz is only by a binyan, if you'll be building something. When you're holding a basket in your hand, a basket doesn't get a shem karmelis. So this basket is like nothing, it's considered part of Rishus Rabim. So the only kasha was it has to be a chosh v'mokum dalad adalid, your hand is not dalad adalid. The Torah says it's not, didn't land in your hand, you put it into the basket. And since the basket is dalad adalid, that's why you chayiv. That's what you want to say. What? Even if you would say it, but it's only a karmelis though.
Does the Mishnah say we're talking about a basket in his hand? The Mishnah still says only Yodai, that the on his hand it's mashma. So still shver the Mishnah. There's only the Oni's hand, so the Oni's hand is not dalal dalal, still shver. Elom Rabavua, I'll tell you nu akimta. The groin shall shul shul yod elamata megimu bekiblo. We're talking about the Oni outside, put his hand very low, kimat within gimel tfachim of the ground. That's why if you put it into his hand, Yechayiv, because since his hand is within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, we say it's Kamanda Munich on the Karka, and the Karka is Kadal Adal, you say Kalovid, and it's sitting like it's on the ground. The Kibla. Fact, the Gemara Bo'emet Katan, you still shred. The Mishnah says the Yoni outside is standing. If he's standing, he can't get his hand within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, and the Gemara B'Shoicha, he's bending down. If I'm not that he's lying down, they're just bending down. One pair. The boy Yisayim Abaguma, I'll tell you a case we're talking about, he's in a pit. He's in a pit, so man, he's standing up in the pit, but his hand is outside, will come out right on top of the ground. That's when he put it into his hand, it's considered like it's munach on the Rishos Rabbim from Makom Dalal Dalat. The boy is saying a banana. Another tale is talking about a midget. Talking about a midget here in the Mishnah, even though the midget is standing up, when he sticks out his hand, Rishos Rabbim, it's within Gimel Tfachim, it's only a few inches off the karka, it's still considered like it's munach on the karka.
Does Zuguma have a din of a Rishos Rabbim?
Outside, he's inside, his hand is outside, his hand is in the Rishus Rabbim. Omar Rav, correct, Rava, Ich vil tonu la shvinu kolhani, Zay Shver, to put all these kimtas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means such a case, that Zay Shver, to put this kimta, he's a midget to Mishnah, or he's inside a pit, or he's bowing down, it's not mashma like that. The Mishnah is mashma poshe, the only is standing outside normally, and you put it into his hand, and still Yechayiv. I only have a kasha, Yad Shalodim is not dollar dollar. Why Yechayiv? So it's Rava the Maskona, Elohim Arovom, Yodoy Shalodim, Chashubulay Kedal Adalit. A man's hand is called a Choshev Mokam, that even though it's a small plate, but since it's a Choshev Zach, that's called Kedal Adalit. So therefore, if you put it into his hand for that Nochel Yechayim, or if you take it out of his hand for that Kiram, also Yechayim. A Yodoy Shalodim is Choshev. The same terrace, Yodoy Shalodim, Chashubulay Kedal Adalit. The Yad Shalodim is a Choshev Mokim, that's considered like Dalal Dalit. Let's see Rashi. Ich botan a Torah Hatana b'chol zoyz, for heard all of the Yonu, the Moitzim Mishus, Mishus Chayiv, Elah de Dvor Malolu, Stam Mestav, the Mishnah doesn't say Halochis, only in such cases. Shein Darka Mekach, Vipul Poshe Knav, Vipul Efnim, Tev Adal, Stam Mestav like that. Elah Mara Teret says, a Yad is a Choshev place. And that's called like Dalal Dalit. Omer Rav Avin, Omer Biloy, Omer Rav Yechid. Zorak Chayfet, Zenach the Teich Yodish or Chaverius Chayiv, like we had before. If I'm in Rishus Rabin and I take a chayfet and throw it, and that person is standing still and lands in his hand, I'm Chayiv. My Kemashin, what's the Kiddush? That Yodish Shalodim Chashuv LaKadal Dal, even though it only landed in his hand, it didn't land on a big mokim, his hand, small place. The Kiddush is though a Yad Shalodim is also called by Dal Dalim. But the more Vomer Rav Yechon Echad Dim, Rav Yechon already said it one time already. That was a Dim before. The Marnei Mal the Tein Mahani Mili Heichadi Achshivei Hu Liyodei. Maybe only where your Machshiv Liyodei means in the case of the Mishnah where the Balabas took a piece of bread inside and he put it into the Yoni's hand outside. Your Badafka wanted it to last in his hand. So since you put it into his hand, that means you only wanted there. Your Machshiv, your Machshav was that that's a Choshev Mokum. I wanted to go into his hand. I have Machshav, it's your Badafka land there. But over here, I'm standing with Shusharabim, and I'm standing in front, I want to throw a ball, Daladamis. Grada, it happens to be my friend is standing there, and he Grada caught it. But to me, it's not much convenient if he catches it or not. If it would have landed on the floor, I would have been just as happy. So I'm not marching that Fadafkich lands in his hand. A Maloy, maybe then I don't say this Svara, that your Yad is Kadal Adalid, Kamashmul no. Even though you don't have special machshava that a shabdafka land in the hand, but be it lands in a person's hand, that's a mitzias that yod the shalodim is choshev kedal v'adalit. Said Rashi, when you're putting it into the Oni's hand outside, niskavu nesitin liyad chaveru kenasitin. Or you have a ferish if you wanted to put it into his hand, but after that's maybe we're to the dal or dalin. Avalechad liyad chavei shoch avanochem yatzme where came and rested by itself liyad chaveroi to hide this zorv liyad chavei liyad chaveru lanuchi begazein. That when you're throwing a ball which is around him, you're not talking about you're playing catch with your friend there. You don't badafku want to land in his hand. You stand through it and grab it, ended up in his hand. So lay niskav in the kach. It's in the case where namaskav is to throw it into his hand. Maybe in such a case I'd say you're potter, because then his hand is not considered a kadal dalid. Kamashkam Nabyecha, no, even in such a case,
that the mitzvah, the hands of an adam, is chashir tzil like daladar. Omer Abad and Omer Abiloy, Omer Abiyechanan. Omad din koim like we had before. If when I throw the ball and that person stands still, the kibble, he's makabalit, is chayiv. I'm chayiv. Because I made the akira and it's called was not because of my throwing it. If that person comes running, charging towards me after I threw it, the kibble, then potter. I'm potter, because it's not considered I made the anocha, he made the anocha. Out my throwing it, it should have landed 10 amas away. Why did it only land 5 amas away? That's because of him. Tanya nami hochi, acher maimrim. Omadim koimer, the person you throw the ball to, he's standing still, the kibble, and he catches it, it's chayiv, you're chayiv. Okimim koimer, that person moved. And comes wherever he moves to, the kibble, and then he catches it where he moves to, is the potter, your potter. Now, boy, Rabbi Yechon, what's it be like this? Zorak Chayfetz. You're standing with Shusravim. You throw a high pitched ball. Throw a ball up in the air, very high up. Yevenecker, who bim kaimai? Now, you yourself run there and catch it over there. What's it be the locha? You throw a ball nice and high, and as far as your ball, it should have landed still 20 feet away. Now you came running 10 feet in front of you and you jumped up and caught it there. So now, machmas, your first akira throwing it, it should have landed 20 feet away. But it didn't land 20 feet away. You ran in between and jumped up and caught it 10 feet away. Are you chayiv enough? Hey, nekeru, the person himself that threw it, ran, mimkoimai, v'chaz of the kibla, he himself caught the ball. Ismahu. What's the lachat tashkeit? Are you chayiv enough? Hey, here you made the akira and you made the anocha. Maybe you should be chayiv. Or else, no, it's not the hanukkah from your first akira. As far as your first akira goes, it should have landed 20 feet away. Why did it land only 10 feet away? It's considered like you made a new hanukkah. So it's considered like you made one and one. You can't be chayiv for it. Now, the more my community, what's the shiloh? Omer of Ada Barava. Shnei koiches biyodim echad. Where one person is doing like two things here. He started off making akira, and he ended up making a new hanukkah. So like two different koiches of one person. When one person does two things, a special akira, a special anocha, is called the mechadami v'chayit. Since it's one person that considered he did an akira and he did an anocha, we can mechayit him. It's still considered like shnayim shasu. Because as far as his first akira goes, it didn't end up in the place we were supposed to. It was supposed to end up 20 feet away. And now he ran and caught it after 10 feet away. So it's considered like he made a new hanukkah. This new hanukkah doesn't have an akira to it. So maybe you'll still be potter, like the baiteku. Such a story about the baiteku. Let's see, Rashi.
What would happen if I threw to a person in 10 feet away, and then he ran for the back? So in other words, had he stayed, I would have had the hanukkah 10 feet away.
Yeah, it could be still be chayit, yeah, can't say. That's different. Rashi, has the potter, Rashi, has the... He himself still made the akira and he himself made the anocha. What's that the pattern in? There it says here, Kishnevna Yodav Dam Yapotter. Devi Lu Shnaim Shasu, obliged by two people doing it. His one did the akira, one did the anocha. Dechi Ron Shalayhin Yechachev Lelech, Ad Mokim Hiluchoi. Velono, he didn't let it rest. 20 feet away, Elaros Achrav, he himself ran after it. The Yikva, he started after 10 feet, Hevelay Akira Kemaisa Blehanacha. It's as if the first Akira that should have landed 20 feet away didn't have anacha to it. It never got to the 20 foot mark. So therefore, you'd be potter. Or else, no, since you're one person that did the Akira and you yourself did the anacha, even though it's two separate things, but you're one person, you can start one and one together, that's why it's by taking. You put your hand into your friend's chotzer. The kibble make a shom, and you caught some rain that's raining in your chotzer, in your friend's chotzer. So the chotzer is reshus ha-yochid. You makabel the water reshus ha-yochid, voitziyu, and you brought it outside reshus ha-rab mitchayiv. That's the case of yichayiv, even though water, it's a choshev zach water, yichayiv for the hoitzor of water. Matu lo rab zero, mali yatinu chavero, mali yatinu shemayim. Hey, so where did he make the akira from this water? All he did was he put his hand inside the chotzer and it was raining, or the water was running down. Now, since the water was running down by itself, it's as if somebody else put a chepas on your back, and now you walked outside. You're potter. It's not called you made the akira, since you didn't pick up the chepas.
If somebody puts something in you and you walk right outside, you're potty, you didn't do that kira. Here also, you put your hand inside a schotzer and the water coming running down came into your hand and now you took it outside. There's no akira. You didn't do the akira, somebody else, like Zina Shemayim, put it into your hand. So why are you chayiv? He's mali yatinu chaver, mali yatinu shemayim. Says Rashi, mali yatinu chaveroi, the pot the leitan of the masif and diktoni, oishenosin letoicha vitsiyu shteim pturim, that's our Mishnah. If the Oni sticks his hands inside the window, and the balabos takes some bread and puts it in the Oni's hand, and then the Oni takes his hand outside, he says it's potter. Because the Oni didn't do an Akira. It's called the Balabas did the Akira. And we put it into his hand, it's Loinach, it's not called the Mokim Menucha, your hand. So when you take it outside, you didn't do an Akira. That's why you put it in the Mishnah. Here also, if you put your hand inside the Chatzar and rainwater comes in, why you Chayv, you didn't do the Akira? Now the Gemara, Loi Teme Kibble, don't say that it's time you put your hand out. And you Makabal it, Elakola. It means you are colored. Rashi says the lame are colored. Means has to start without having the word. When the water was running down, he could be your diachas. You like hit the water, you splashed the water off its root. The kibla b'chavrat and you cover with your other hand. The other the akira. That's called you did make the akira. If the water to get to this hand, you had to splash the water into this hand, and you makabla in this hand. That's considered you made the akira. That's the havamina. That you get the water wasn't put into the hand, you put the water into the hand. So you put the water into the hand, and now you walk out. That's called you made an akira. For the Gemara, and here the water is stopped floating down in the air like a pour of water. So even if you take the water, like you splash it out of the pour, you wipe it from the splash, from the pour, there's no dalad aldo. The water is running down through the agar. So we have running water, and you splash it into your hand, where was the akira from welcome dalad aldo? We own it. It's not your hand, though. It's the flow of water. The water is flowing. That's where the water is. So you're like taking the water out of the flow and catching it. So the akira was from the flow of water. This flow of water is in the air. There's no mokum dalad aldo. It was never called the water like was munach, was resting, to say I took it out of its resting place to be chayiv for. For the Gemara book, Vavina akira agaba mokum adal v'leko. Om rab kiyab rei de rabuna goin shakot nagabi koysel. Talking about the water is running down the wall. Since it's running down the wall is a chash of a mokum dalad aldo. So by you like grabbing the water out of this wall, that's considered like you made an akira. For the Gemara, agadik kreisel namin hole nach. Even the water is flowing down the wall. The water is nachto. The water didn't rest on the wall. As though you said of an akira, mokum dalad means first the chayfet is resting in a place. It's munach here. Now I'm oikrit from that place, but it has to be resting in one place. Here what's going on, the water is running down the wall here, and you take the water off the wall. The water was never munach, it was never resting, it was never an akira. How could you be chayiv? For the Gemara, I got the kaisel, nam me gola nach, and the Gemara could be yama rova. The kaisel meshupah, talking about a slanty wall, like a slanty roof. It's talking about the kaisel meshupah. Here also talking about a slanty roof. We'll soon see, it's not a maskana, it's a havmina. That a slanty roof is also good to be called a mokem munach. What's the raya? The eichi yitma the rabbi. Where was rabbi halacha? How did it now? For yekara b'sefer, somebody was leaning from a sefer. The Rashi says kol asfarim shlem asurim kimegila. All the sfarim they had down was like I would say for like a megila. It was like rolled up. So you were reading a sefer chumash. Alois kupa. You were standing on a porch like. V'nis gargol asefer miyodei. And one side of the sefer fell out of your hand. Was the gargol rolled out of your hand? Is Allah Gorla Yesla. You're allowed to roll it back to you. Srashi. Vizgavla Saifim Yodai Varosh Echab Yod. You're holding one of them. You hold one side you're holding, and the other side fell down. Is Gorla Yesla. Perak Bas of the Ervin Mukim Law be a school for countless. Talking about this porch or this about this like platform you're standing on, it's only a countless. They're going Gavoya Gimlus, Yutfachim Hai, Gimutfachim Hai, Rochva Dalit. Rishosarabim my birth before of it, Rishosarabim in front of it. So here there's only Shalz and Yisur of the Rabbonins. The enough for Kulam Yodi, even if the whole Sefer fell from a Karmelis into Rishus Rabin, or Mahadale, and you would pick it up now, Rishus Rabin, Yiskufo, Lavka Yudachat the Tikka, there's no Yisur here. Because the Karmelis is no Yisur of the Yiraisa. Hilka Hashtud the Rosh Yechub Yodi. Now the case is you're holding one side of the Sefer you have in your hand, and the other side rolled down to Rishus Rabin, so we'll mat you to roll it back up to your hand. since you're holding one side and it didn't land anywhere, it just like fell down, so you're allowed to roll it up to you. Let's say, no, you're reading the seif on top of your roof, which is the Rishus HaYochid. When it's gone, well, a seif in the Yodai, and the seif now fell down in front, which is the Rishus HaRabim, it depends. Actually, Gil Yutvachim, if it didn't get to the Av Rishus HaRabim, it didn't come within Yutvachim of Rishus HaRabim, then Goyle Yetzler, then Shita just rolled the seif back to you. Mishigil Yutvachim, once the bottom of the seif reached within Yutvachim of the Rishus HaRabim, so it's considered the bottom of the sefer is in the Rishus HaRabim. And you're on top now in the Rishus HaYochid. So here we have to make Xeris. Because if the whole sefer would fall down to Rishus HaRabim, and then you go and pick it up, so you would be Chai Midiraita. So here we said, Alokhar is, Hoib Chayal Aksav, you have to like turn the sefer around, make the words facing toward the wall of cover that sefer, and leave it there on Shabbat. You're not allowed to pick the sefer back up to you. That's the Alokhar. You're reading this chumash, the sefer b'shus harab b'shus hayochid on top. But it's gagla sefer miyodah b'reish yechud biyodah. One half, one side you have in your hand, and the other side roll down. Is actually gear reish ataftin liyudah ataftin shuav b'shus harabin. If it didn't even reach the avre, the ear of the shus harab yet, gur layetzloy. You have a right to fold it up and bring it back to you. The gil yud, but if it reached the bottom to yud, is also a goyloi. Then you're not allowed to be goyloi to you. The gozer rabbona bona made exerim shum shvus. Hecha the ogdi biyod, in a case where you're still holding on to it, or to a case exerim, hecha the nofik miyod, maybe you'll fall out of your hand kuloi. The leilai said, yike chuyubi the raisa. Because if the whole sefer falls to Rishus HaRabim, and then you'd go and pick it up and bring it back into the house, that would be an issue the raisa. So in such a case where the sefer reached the avir, the rabbona made exerim. But the kasher is the kasher on this gzeiro amai hoif chalaksav. Why do we say you're not allowed to pick up the seif? You have to leave it there. Just turn around. The ksav should be not b'mokum b'zoyin. It should be facing the wall. Holenach. There's no hanach here. You have a seif on top like a megillah, and it rolled down. It's not munach anywhere. It's hanging in the air. So it's hanging in the air. Pshutishle, better bring it up to you. It's, even if it reached the bottom of it, reached within five tefachim of the ground. So good, it's hanging in the air of Rishus HaRabim, but it's not munach there, it's not resting on anything, so it doesn't pass any gzeiros. Only nakira could be if it's resting on something. The Yomar Rabba, the terrace of there is the kaisel meshupa. We're talking about where it landed on the kaisel. It's the wall, it's slanty. So when the sefer, the Megillah rolled down, it's munach on the kaisel. So you see a sefer lying on a slanty kaisel, it's called a smunach there. So if it reached Yutvachim of the ground, it's considered munach, Rishus HaRabim, so we don't let you bring it up. So you see something resting on a slanty wall is considered munach. So that's the Teres B'yos also. This water that's running down the slanty wall is considered like it's munach on the wall, and therefore when you take it out of the wall, it's called Yemei Nakira. So the Gemara, what's the sushta for the Gemara? Hey, Mediyah, my brother, the Sefer. When do we say when something is slanted, considered like a smunach there? Go to a Sefer gets stuck there. A Sefer stays there. The Yavah, the Nayach, it stays there, it's munach there, it rests there. Of a Mayim, running water down the wall. Miyavid, the Nayach, does the running water stay still there? What do I care if the Kais of Meshupa? The water, say they're running down. There's no Makam Hanacha there. So Vaitisrik Shver, even though the water is running down the slanty wall, what do we say when you take it out of this wall and take it outside Yechayiv? You didn't make an Akira. An Akira has to be a Mokum where it's Munach someplace. Here it wasn't Munach. Eloah Marobo could go and shekolat meyaga begumra. We're talking about new case, not that the water was running, but that the water was in the guma, the water was in a hole there, was in like a guma. Yes, that's posh, but the Gemara was a pshita. You have water in a hole, and you take a cup of water out of there and take it to Rishus HaRabim, Mavad Yechayim. Mal detayma, no. Mayim agabi mayim lav hanochom. Water on top of other water is not called munach. Because the Metzias water is always turning around. If you have a big puddle of water, the water can be also turning around. So maybe the top water is not called like munach. It's called water is moving water and water. Kamashmula, no. That's called munach. The yod the rovah, the time of the yom rovah, mayim agabi mayim hanu anachosim. When you pour water into other water, it's all considered munach there. And if you take out some water now, it's called you make an akira. Water on water is called anocha. Mashenkin egos agabi mayim. Let's say you have a nut floating on top of a puddle of water. Lav hanu anachosim. And now on Shabbos you can go and pick up that nut and carry it outside, you'll be potter. Because it's not called munach. A nut floating on top of water is not called resting, it's called moving around. So it's not called Nakira to be Chayiv.
No boy rubber clad rubber shall like this. Ego is the kli. You have a knot inside a kli. The kli tsafa gavi mayim. And the kli is floating atop of the water. Now, Shah, this is Rishus Rabin. And you come now and pick up the knot. What's the locha? My. Boser egos linda we go. Boser the knot. For honayich. The knot is resting. Because the knot is inside the kli. The kli is standing still. So the knot inside the kli is called a mokamunach yechayim. A duma boser kli is in no. Don't go boser the knot. Go boser the kli. The kli is floating atop of water. When something is floating atop of the water, it's not called munach there. Volaynach denied. It's moving around. Tomorrow, take and achlami. That type of rubber has a shayla. The rubber is mistook because the knot that's floating, there's a knot floating on top of the water, is potter, it's not kudmunach. So the knot in the kli, and the kli is floating, you look at the kli, you look at the knot. It's like a blind by a topic. So Tay speaks out, he's snake is all like this. So he says,